Well, I want to welcome you to our daily inspiration here today. Let's see what the Lord has for us. I was reading and meditating on Luke chapter 7 today, and I was struck by the two examples of faith, two wonderful examples of faith given in Luke 7, the beginning of the chapter and the end of the chapter. The beginning was the account where the centurion sent to Jesus. He sent other people to Jesus and asked him to come and heal his son. And then a bit later he sends a word to him that I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. He believed that Jesus had authority. He was a man of authority. He was under authority and also a man of authority. He understood authority, and he believed in a way that very few people did that Jesus had complete authority over the over sickness, over all sorts of evil, and he believed that if Jesus would simply say, go, the sickness would go. And this was something that Jesus marveled at. We don't often see that Jesus marveled. We don't often read that Jesus marveled, but he did marvel at him. And he remarked that, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel, not even among the people who were to be God's people, had he found anyone who had such a great faith. And of course his servant was then healed. At the end of the chapter, there's an account of a woman who came and fell down behind him at his feet and just weeping, washed his feet with her tears and wiped his feet with her hair, kissed his feet and anointed them with oil. Just pouring out her heart there and just giving all that she had in worship to Jesus as an act of faith. We can see later on here that it was moved. She was moved by faith. She was moved by her need, and she believed that Jesus could save her from her sin. There was a discourse there between Jesus and Simon, whose house he was in, and then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. And then lastly he said, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Faith. So important that we daily, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of whatever circumstances we may be, whatever difficulties, struggles come our way, that we have faith that Jesus is able to save us and to carry us through. The faith that saves is shown to us here. The faith that comes to Jesus without reserve. This woman especially just came to Jesus, and it appeared that she no longer cared what anyone might think of her actions. It almost seems out of place for us to picture her and just to picture that, how that would have been for her to kiss and anoint his feet, but she was just worshiping and weeping. Her need was so great, and her faith was also great. She believed Jesus had the answers, and she was healed. The centurion's servant was healed from his sickness. This woman was healed from her sins. In the middle, between these two accounts, Jesus talks about the Pharisees and the lawyers, who it says rejected the will of God for themselves. They had not been baptized by John. And Jesus spoke to this, and he said, to what then shall I liken the men of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep. It didn't matter what the message was, whether it was a stern message of repentance or whether it was a message of the good news of the gospel, the two sides of the gospel, whether it was pointing out their need or whether it was bringing good news, neither of those messages moved them. They did not respond to either one. And he said, for John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a demon. The Son of Man, speaking of himself, has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a winebibber. Those who choose to not believe will never have the evidence that they seek. The evidence can be right before their eyes, but they won't see it because they have chosen to not believe. It's sometimes we hear the saying that seeing is believing, but it can also be said that believing is seeing. Those who believed saw. Those who did not believe did not see. All they saw was something to criticize, and that is an indicator of unbelief. When we can only find fault in other people, just as the Pharisees found fault with John the Baptist, he came in one way, Jesus came another way, they found fault with him. It was because they had chosen to not believe. Their eyes were blinded, their ears were dull. They could not receive the truth. May the Lord give us eyes to see and ears to hear, which he will. I believe he will, if we desire the truth in our hearts. May that be our desire today, to seek the truth, to know the truth. Jesus said, the truth shall make you free. God bless you.